Now, I'm here with a gentleman who's been very kind to come down and talk to us today. He's from the Department of Work and Pensions. He's called George Bell. Now, George, how have you found today, and what did you start by introducing us to?
Well, I introduced the European Year. This is one of the roadshows that we're doing up and down the country before the official launch on the 16th of March in Bristol. And the object is to raise awareness of poverty and social exclusion inside the UK. And this event was well attended by a mixture of different people from different organisations, those who look after people who are suffering from poverty, those who look after people suffering in their old age through poverty, or certainly reduced incomes, child poverty, and various other organisations. And we've had a debate about all the elements of poverty. At the moment in this country, there is a lot of anti-feeling against poverty because people like to believe that it doesn't really exist. They don't think, in some cases, that it really applies to them because they're not certain what poverty is. We're a very, very wealthy country, even with the recession that we've got, and therefore it's sometimes difficult when you've seen pictures of people in Africa and others where other people really feel that that's poverty and relate that to the UK, where we don't really see it in the same way as being poverty. But it does exist in the UK, and the poverty levels are actually quite high. The percentage of child poverty in the UK in households with poor income is 21.6% currently nationally. So one in four children in the UK are suffering from poverty. That's far too high a figure. That is down very much so because over the last 10 years the government's reduced the number of child poverty by over 500,000, but we're still talking of a big figure. And over 1 million elderly people have been taken out of poverty, old age poverty. But there's still a lot more to do. And this year, the European Year for Combating Poverty, we hope to raise that awareness throughout the UK and make people more aware of the problems that are actually there.
And there's lots of examples of challenging ideas and perceptions of poverty and trying to improve poverty in the past. You think of Live Aid and then the Make Poverty History campaign a few years ago. That was arguably a bit more on a global scale, but it did the job of raising awareness.
Sure.
Now, how do you think this will be different? And how does it feed into an ongoing commitment to globally and as a sort of humanitarian race to contribute towards raising people out of poverty?
Well, this is very different because we're not having millions of pounds to spend towards it. We've got a relatively limited budget, part of which comes from the EU and part of which comes from DWP. But there is enough money there for... We put out calls for proposals and we had 55 organisations tender for taking part in the year for part of the funding that we have. And we have selected a very good coverage for the UK. The whole of the UK is covered, all 12 regions, government regions. The devolved administrations in Scotland, Ireland and Wales are also covered because their governments are also contributing to this and making some efforts to take the awareness nationally across the whole UK. And therefore there has been a good positive uptake, and we're relying on the non-government organisations, the charities and so on, to do the work on the front line. And therefore, if we can make people more aware and perhaps get more volunteers to help the charities, more contributions to the charities, and make people understand that there is poverty in this country, then perhaps we could aim towards eradicating it eventually.
And with a combination of grassroots with the community groups as well as the high profile campaigns you've just mentioned, do you think a year is enough, and will this project have a legacy to continue changing perceptions?
One of our aims is to actually have a lasting legacy from the year. This is only a year, and some could argue it's really just 6 months, because the way the programmes are constituted, they tend to run from March to September. But we do have some outside those barriers. But we need to have a lasting legacy. We need to learn something. It's not just statistics. It's real people we're dealing with here who are suffering, and children who could well grow up and their own children be in poverty. And we have to realise the impact this can have, both on the country and on them. And one of the things that is striking is the life expectancy of a person who lives in poverty is around 10 years less than a person who is above the average wage.
That's really interesting. I'm really looking forward to working on this and contributing to it. I'm really glad you've come down today and spoken to me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. I enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you very much. I don't even